That's not just the sound of that first sip of Morning Joe. It's the sound of someone shopping for a car on Carvana from the comfort of home.
That's a good blend.
It's time to take it easy, like answering some easy questions to get pre-qualified for a car in minutes.
Talk about starting the morning right.
Just like customizing your terms so your car fits your budget.
Mm-mm-mm.
Visit Carvana.com or download the app to experience car shopping the way it should be. Convenient. Comfortable. Ah.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Catch up on anything you might have missed with TNT Podcasts.
Get the whole show for free every day at TNTRadioEmpire.com, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Pandora, and more.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.
We had another gun-to-head conversation earlier.
Time. Go with the phone.
Right. We got to punch up that story with that.
That's fine.
A little hammer fight in Salina.
Yeah, I figured one of us do that joke eventually.
Yeah.
And I'd rather just hear the song, right? Yeah, well, you got to Mr. Skin... unwittingly, we went to gun to head. Would you rather direct your mom or your daughter in a sex scene in a movie? And we all said mom, because the daughter is somebody you're really protecting. Not that you want to see your mom in a sex scene either, but I still
was
think,
it specifically the Elizabeth Hurley one where it's mom in a lesbian scene?
Lesbian scene.
Okay.
Right.
I think no matter what the scene, you're going mom.
You're going mom. You're going mom. Yeah. Yeah, mom the mouth. You never go mom the mouth. No, I'm sorry.
Wow, it's only Monday.
Brutal.
I just see that everywhere now. So I'm going to mom the mouth. Loved ones devastated after couple's ashes stolen on the way to a Southern California memorial.
Yeah.
They both died together?
I don't
couple's
know.
Couple's ashes? Yeah. Oh, they have...
They were married for 25 years, lived in Cuyahoga Falls, Ohio, owned a local restaurant, shared a lifetime of love and commitment.
Right.
One passed away in 2016, one at the end of last year.
So they had the ashes. Okay, got it.
Last wishes were for their ashes to be reunited in her hometown of Huntington Beach.
Okay.
Memorial.
So were they in some pretty containers that thieves decided they would take the pretty containers?
Yeah. Somebody stole the ashes.
From
out of
where?
The back of somebody's car.
That's messed up.
Oh, my God. Oh, just sitting in the back seat, probably in some urns, right?
I guess, okay. Yeah. They were on their way to a memorial. She wanted to be buried in this family plot, and they were going to be, you know, her and her husband's ashes were going to be reunited in the same container and buried together. I think it was the son, stopped to eat at a nearby Denny's near LAX.
Of course you did.
What did he get?
I got it. What did he get?
As he walked back to the car, he said his heart suddenly sank, came out and looked in the car in the parking lot. Window was broken. The rear window completely shattered. All the belongings inside, including mom and dad's ashes, gone.
Yeah, it's not cool.
No. And I believe they have... I think there was an update here that said they recovered dad's ashes. Someone at an animal kennel in Roland Heights, I don't know where, somewhere in the LA area, noticed a strange-looking box labeled with this guy's name and an Ohio funeral home, so they called somebody. Somebody had dropped off one of the boxes of ashes at an animal shelter,
right.
But mom's ashes are still gone. Why would they keep just one?
She's dead.
They must have found some value in mom's ashes.
Well, maybe.
They just don't realize what it is yet.
Yeah. They don't know what's inside, probably. Nicer container, maybe, right?
Yeah. No, they said it was a
urns. The urns look like urns, though.
They weren't even in urns. White rectangular boxes. Labeled with the name of the person and the name of the funeral home.
Oh, God. Come on, you know what you're taking.
Lesson here is to stay away from the Denny's or pretty much just about anything near LAX.
Yeah.
Nothing good happens there.
Not even a Perkins?
I don't know if they still have but you used to see it in movies all the time when they would film around LAX, but there was a huge sign for a strip club that said nude nudes.
Yeah. Jerry checking in, kind of just pull the trigger. Instead of having the director talk to her about the sex scene. We didn't say gun to head. I guess pull the trigger is an option.
Yeah.
I guess that's an option.
Right. 988.
I'm still going to stay alive and direct, my mom.
We were talking Taylor Swift earlier. Yeah. Richard writes, I had to listen to the whole Taylor Swift album with 5 to 7 year olds Saturday on my record player.
I apologize
to my record player and processed proceeded to play Tom Petty, Deftones, and Collective Soul to make it feel better.
I love you. Make the record player feel better. I love that.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery. Starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Yeah,
we had a nice guy. What's his name? Colin.
Colin. Yes, Colin dropped. He volunteered. He was out at Record Store Day on Saturday. Volunteered to pick up the new Pearl Jam for me.
He had a connection to that.
New
album, right?
Yeah, this is the new album. Okay. But they put out a Record Store Day exclusive version.
All right, cool.
Yeah, I believe it's like some sort of green and orange splatter vinyl.
Great. I love Dark Matter. I love the song. I love the single.
I listened to the album.
Everybody said the album's great, huh?
A couple, three times over the weekend. Yeah. It's really good. It's really good.
What'd you get?
Picture disc. Ace Frehley, 10,000 volts. Limited edition. It's very nice.
And
thank
what
you.
I get, Push?
Fog hat. Permission to jam. Live in New Orleans, 1973, man.
That's cool.
And this doesn't work very well on the turntable, but I got a Kirkland brand tequila añejo.
Everything just revolves around Todd being a drunk now. It doesn't matter.
That is
I know
good
Todd
tequila.
Likes Petty, but here's some tequila. All right.
Well, he didn't know I had a turntable.
I know. I love that. Yeah, but you got tequila. That's cool.
And I think I pretty much have all the... there's got to be some Tom Petty vinyl available that I don't have.
Yeah. Probably.
I've had that tequila. I like it. I just put it on ice, squirted some lime on it.
Oh, yeah.
That's all you need.
Like añejo, I won't put in a margarita. That's sipping stuff there.
Yeah.
Little alcohol tip for Todd, huh? Very nice.
But this is just a it is a small sample here of just like the cool stuff that does come out on Record Store Day. I do appreciate that. Artists putting out, interesting.
Well, they do it. They say, they can sell them. Yeah.
Yeah.
Exactly right.
Well, and it helps out those independent record stores, Those guys make a huge, huge bit of money those days.
Logan checking back in. This is a guy that said he thinks that he loves Nick's his favorite human being.
So Nick Logan. Is his favorite human.
Right.
What's up, man?
Shroom goggles. He said, talked about owning shrooms, banging some girl years ago. And I asked if shroom goggles exist like beer goggles, where the person appears better looking than they are once you're,
And any kind of goggles
and then some guy
generally enhance the appearance.
What's the matter what she looks like? I said, shut up. What do you mean?
Somebody
dudes
say
talk,
that?
Dudes, yeah. Dudes talk like that all the time. Don't be trying to be so righteous. What's the matter what she looks like? Well, sometimes it does.
That's what everybody's wondering?
Thank you. Shroom goggles, not really a thing in my experience. I continue to see this chick year-round. Okay, so he looks at her when she's
around a year.
Around the year. Oh, yeah.
Not year-round.
Yeah.
Just around a year.
She was definitely attractive, but kind of a butterface. So which one's that?
Yeah,
which one's that?
You can't be both.
Well, great body.
Yeah,
then,
she had a great body. Yeah. Butterface. Yeah.
She's got a butterface. Well, that's the definition of shroom goggles, then. She was a butterface. Not hitting on Nick. I love his humor, especially when he talks about never-ending slog through the dystopian hellscape. And you do describe your life that way.
Yeah.
Right. Isn't that what we're all doing here?
And he relates.
He said, yeah, we're all doing that. You're right. It's the Norm MacDonald joke.
Yeah.
About that.
What do you live in, a cotton candy house?
Yeah. He talked about when people commit suicides. Once again, the suicide number is
988.
Yeah.
And then Brett writes us on the topic of what you can and can't say in a smoke shop. My wife was in a smoke shop in Lincoln about 5 years ago. She asked if they had grinders. The salesman said, yes. What are you looking for? She said she wanted one that has the screen to catch the keef. The guy looked at her and told her she had to leave.
Yeah. I'm telling you.
It sucks for the employees, too.
Yeah.
It really does.
It's a stupid rule. We talked about this. Push was at a smoke shop, a fine sponsor, a cool place you mentioned, but you couldn't say, what was it?
Functional glass art that
which
they had
bong,
for sale.
Right? Or bong or a
bongs
pipe.
And yeah. Bongs
and pipes. The regulations are as such that they have to say that.
Yeah.
Yeah, because the jackass politicians.
Right.
Did you get a bong?
In backwards states.
I did not. No. Right. No.
Did you get whatever they call it?
Functional glass functional art? No, glass I did not. Art? I did not pick up any functional glass art.
I'd like to see you get into bong rips. Yeah. Giant bong rips.
And just to end the segment here on something on a high note here, we got with the Todd and Tyler app, you can send us little audio messages.
Yes, you can.
Open mic feature.
Oh, no. Those
come to my email. Yeah. And I'm not even going to say this guy's name, but his message just asked on the mom or daughter thing, how old is my daughter?
Well, it's a sex scene, so she's going to be 18.
Yeah, let's say of age.
We're going to say age of consent or older.
My daughter? You're not directing her in a scene. Yeah, she's under 18.
This is a movie. You're directing a movie.
Yeah, it's not a snuff film. All right.
Yeah, we're gonna go ahead and block him. Just like is both an option guy. I don't ever want to see you come up in our email again.
Both.
Creeps. The one,
I like those.
You know what's helpful there is the spam.
Can I pull the trigger?
Yeah, Mark is spam.
Can I just pull the trigger? All right. Mr. Skin joined us today. In case you missed that, check out the podcast.
The next good piece of audio we get from the open mic on the app will be the first good piece of audio
we get
from the open mic feature.
How old was my daughter in this scene? Is that what he said?
Yeah, that was all I said. How old's my daughter?
So feel free. To use the open mic feature on the app. A lot of other things you can do with the app. You can leave that open mic feature alone.
Yep. Come on back.
You're listening to the Todd and Tyler Radio Empire.